she decided to adopt a baby on her own. When she told her brother, he cheered and wrapped his arms around her. Her mom was ecstatic too, telling her a child is a gift from God. All of this support further validates my feeling of, yes, I can do this. I am lucky to be surrounded by so much love and care, Nina told me. Who's to say that a family is a man, a woman, and 2.5 children and a white picket fence? In my option B, the B stands for baby. The two of us together will create our option A. The process has required perseverance. Nina was selected by one birth mother, but the baby was born with a congenital heart defect and survived only a week. Nina told me at the time that she had no regrets. She said she loved the baby for 7 gorgeous days. And although it was a brutal experience, it reaffirmed her decision to adopt. Then, just before Valentine's Day, Nina sent me an email with the subject line, Introducing. My heart started beating faster when I saw a picture of her cradling a newborn just hours after birth. You can't see Nina's eyes in the photo because they are glued to her daughter. Her email contained this simple 6-word message. So in love. Can't believe it. Resilience in love means finding strength from within that you can share with others. Finding a way to make love last through the highs and lows. Finding your own way to love when life does not work out as planned. Finding the hope to love and laugh again when love is cruelly taken from you. And finding a way to hang on to love, even when the person you love is gone. As I write this, it has been almost 2 years since that unimaginable day in Mexico. 2 years since my children lost their father. 2 years since I lost the love of my life. Anna Quindlen told me that we confuse resilience with closure. She lost her mother 40 years ago. Is it easier than it was then? Yes, she said to me over coffee. Do I still miss her so much it feels like a toothache? Yes. Do I still pick up the phone and try to call her? Yes. Time has marched on, and in some ways I have too. In other ways, I haven't. I now believe what Davis Guggenheim told me that first month. Grief has to unfold. Writing this book and trying to find meaning have not replaced my sadness. Sometimes grief hits me like a wave, crashing into my consciousness until I can feel nothing else. It strikes at predictable big events, like our anniversary, and at the smallest of moments, like when junk mail comes to the house addressed to Dave. Sometimes I'll be working at my kitchen table and my heart will skip a beat when I think for a brief second that he is opening the door and coming home. But just as grief crashes into us like a wave, it also rolls back like the tide. We are left not just standing, but in some ways stronger. Option B still gives us options. We can still love. And we can still find joy. I now know that it's possible not just to bounce back, but to grow. Would I trade this growth to have Dave back? Of course. No one would ever choose to grow this way. But it happens, and we do. As Alan Rucker wrote about his paralysis, I won't make your skin crawl by saying it's a blessing in disguise. It's not a blessing, and there is no disguise. But there are things to be gained and things to be lost, and on certain days, I'm not sure that the gains are not as great as, or even greater than, the inevitable losses. Tragedy does not have to be personal, pervasive, or permanent, but resilience can be. We can build it and carry it with us throughout our lives. If Malala can feel gratitude, If Catherine Hoke can get her second chance to help others get a second chance. If leftover women can band together to fight social stigma. If the Mother Emanuel congregants can rise above hate. If Alan Rucker can keep his sense of humor. If Wathe can flee to a strange country and rediscover joy. If Joe Casper can forge a co-destiny with his son. We can all find strength within ourselves and build strength together. There is light within each of us that will not be extinguished. At Dave's funeral, I said that if on the day I walked down the aisle with him, someone had told me that we would have only 11 years together, I would still have walked down that aisle. 11 years of being Dave's wife and 10 years of being a parent with him is perhaps more luck and more happiness than I could ever have imagined. I am grateful for every minute we had. I concluded my eulogy with these words. Dave, I have a few promises I make to you today. I promise I will raise your children as Vikings fans, even though I know nothing about football, and I'm pretty sure that that team never wins. I promise to take them to Warriors games and pay attention enough to cheer only when the Warriors score. I promise to let our son continue to play online poker, even though you let him start at 8 years old and most fathers would have discussed with the mother whether it was appropriate for such a young child to play online poker in the first place. And to our daughter, when you are 8, but not 1 minute before, you can play online poker too. Dave, I promise to raise your children so that they know who you were. And everyone here can help me do that by sharing your stories with us. And Dave, I will raise your children so that they know what you wanted for them and that you loved them more than anything in the world. Dave, I promise to try to live a life that would make you proud. A life of doing my best, being the friend you were to our friends. Following your example and trying to make the world a better place. And always, but always, cherishing your memory and loving our family. Today, we will put the love of my life to rest. But we will bury only his body. His spirit, his soul, his amazing ability to give is still with all of us. I feel it in the stories people are sharing of how he touched their lives. I see it in the eyes of our family and friends. And above all, it is in the spirit and resilience of our children. Things will never be the same. But the world is better for the years Dave Goldberg lived. Yes, the world is better for the years Dave Goldberg lived. I am better for the years we spent together and for what he taught me, both in life and in death. Building Resilience Together. We invite you to visit optionb.org to connect with others who are coping with challenges like yours. You can read stories of people who have built resilience in the face of loss, illness, abuse, and other adversity, and find information that will help you and your loved ones. We also hope you'll join the Option B community at facebook.com/optionborg for ongoing encouragement. By coming together and supporting one another, we can bounce forward and find joy again. Acknowledgements. When you're writing a book about resilience, people naturally start opening up about hardships that they or their loved ones have faced. Many of us had already worked together, but we all grew closer during this project. We appreciate everyone included here for their expertise and contributions, and even more for their candor and trust. Nell Scovell edited this book with heroic persistence. She thought carefully about every sentence and every paragraph with an unflagging dedication to getting it right. Nell has a remarkable set of skills, and this book reflects them all. As a journalist, she is the master of shaping and honing stories. As a speechwriter, she has a deep understanding of how to capture voice. As a comedy writer, she provided much-needed humor, both on and off the page. We admire her attention to detail, her ability to get to the heart of each moment, and the real sacrifices that she made for this project out of loyalty and love. Her proficiency comes through on every page, and we could not have written this book without her. Journalist Stacey Kalish conducted more than 40 interviews, asking difficult questions with empathy. Stanford sociologist Marianne Cooper's sharp analysis focused our thinking, and her deep knowledge about social and economic inequality provided invaluable insight. Our editor at Knopf, Robin Desser, understood the need to balance emotion and research and how to integrate the two. Her enthusiasm out of the gate helped us get to the finish line. Knopf's editor-in-chief, Sunny Mehta, and president, Tony Chirico, were our option A, and we are grateful for their support. We also thank CEO Marcus Dola for championing all of our work at Penguin Random House. Our agents Jennifer Walsh and Richard Pine gave exceptional counsel and friendship throughout every step of the process. David Dreyer and Eric London are virtuosos of communication and trusted advisors whose steady voices of reason were a constant beacon. Liz Bourgeois and Anne Kornblut could not have been more generous with their time or more brilliant with their observations on people, tone, and emotion. Lachlan McKenzie contributed his compassion and his unique gift for using imagery to illustrate difficult concepts. Gene Sperling came through time and time again with his knack for seeing around corners and solving problems we did not even realize we had. Meryl Marco shined a light in the darkness and made us laugh out loud. As the president of the Sheryl Sandberg and Dave Goldberg Family Foundation, Rachel Thomas has led LeanIn.org's efforts to support women all over the world in pursuing their ambitions. Now she is expanding her focus to launch OptionB.org. There is no one better at what she does. A huge thank you to the entire team for the passion and creativity they bring to their work every day. Special kudos to Jenna Bott for her design talent, Ashley Finch for her leadership and execution, Katie Mizzerani and Sarah Mazel for helping people share their stories, Raina Sadler and Michael Linares for creating the Option B website, Megan Rooney and Bridget Helgen for always knowing what to say, Bobby Thomason for localizing each edition, and Clarice Cho and especially Abby Spate for supporting the Option B community. Our heartfelt thanks to Norma Jean Roy for dedicating his immense talent to capturing the spirit of resilience in photos, and to Dylan McGee and her team at McGee Media for giving our heroes voice on film. Our deepest admiration goes to those who shared their stories in this book and on OptionB.org. Most are members of clubs they didn't want to join, and we are so grateful that they offered their wisdom. We are inspired by their resilience and quest to find meaning and joy. On the days when the void closes in, we can all draw strength from their example. This is Elisa Donovan. We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of Option B, Facing Adversity, Building Resilience, and Finding Joy, by Sheryl Sandberg and Adam Grant. This program was directed by Jessica Kay. Executive producer Kelly Gilday. Text copyright 2017 by OptionB.org. Production copyright 2017, Penguin Random House, LLC. All rights reserved.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.